There's good food at Grover's Oyster Bar on West Irving Park in Chicago and at Son of Grover's in West Suburban Berkeley. But food isn't all they dish out. Customers get a hefty helping of wackiness, free of charge. Owner Bob Arp, a.k.a. Grover, takes pride in his restaurant's atmosphere.
It should be very obvious when you walk in the door that this is a rather casual, I don't know if casual might be too strong a word. I won't say laid back, it's a terrible word. Just when you walk in here, it's going to be, hey, this looks like we can have a good time.
As you wind your way through the small restaurant, everyone in the place will say hello. They'll say goodbye when you leave, but never have a nice day, though they'll stop at virtually nothing else.
If you don't know the difference between an insult and an embarrassment, just be nice. Because we have no qualms about insulting people. We will insult people with a drop of a hat. We don't ever want to embarrass anybody.
And the customers join right in.
Customers have no reservation when someone at the next table is starting to order. They'll say, oh, you're going to like that. I just had it. Or, gee, can I see that when it comes out? We've never had that. You know, it's something. And there's a lot of back and forth.
Grover's is a neighborhood bar with the usual decor.
We just walked in here and hung a couple of blow-up signs on the wall and a couple of beer lamps on the wall, and all the rest of the stuff has just come over the years. The signs, customers have said, gee, I'd have a sign up that says this, a sign up that says that. So we go out and have them made. Will Rogers Never Met Richard Nixon is my favorite.
All of that makes a most unusual setting for a seafood menu. But Arp says his food is better than most, and he speaks with scorn of seafood restaurants that load their menus with steaks and chops.
We try to think of ourselves as kind of a cross between a New England chowder house and a Louisiana oyster bar. We have 19 fish entrees on our menu and three pieces of meat.
With prices from $4.95 to $14.95, you'll know this isn't a gourmet seafood restaurant. Arp freely admits some entrees have been frozen, some pre-breaded, but nearly all are tasty. The broiled fish is properly cooked. The items breaded by Grover, not pre-coated, are light and tasty, and the desserts are not to be missed. Try a sundae with extra rich soft serve ice cream, or the turtle cheesecake, an import from a local bakery, with layers of chocolate and vanilla cake, a ribbon of pecan caramel filling, and chocolate sprinkles on top. Waiters, or waitry as Grover's non-sexistly calls its employees, will give you an honest appraisal of everything on the menu. But keep in mind, Grover has told them if you order the cheesecake, they get to lick the knife. The one thing everyone will tell you to try is the gumbo at $2.75 a bowl.
The spices are blended by a spice company up in Wisconsin per batch, and the cooks here saute the vegetables, add the spices in, and we use a lot of crab meat and a lot of shrimp in our gumbo. A six-ounce cup of gumbo is going to have an average of an ounce and a half of crab and shrimp meat in it.
But don't forget to ask for a glass of water. The peppery gumbo is a shock for the weak of throat. And you do have to ask for water. The menu says that while there's no water shortage, there's no booze shortage either. And water is served only on request. That's one of dozens of tidbits in the 16-page menu designed to entertain customers during what can be a long wait on weekends. Most important, says Grover, is the introduction for newcomers.
If they want to give us cutesy poo little nicknames like Honey Doll, Captain Chief, that we're going to give them one, and that should never snap your fingers or whistle or touch a person. We feel that eating out is an important experience and that somebody ought to tell them how to do it right.
And when it's time to leave, your waitry may subtly open the customer's manual to a section called A Graceful Exit.
And then we have a little box that says important notice. If your server has presented this menu to you, open to this section. It is a subtle suggestion that we desperately need this very table for that hungry party breathing over your shoulder.
And how do the customers like this treatment? They eat it up.
Fun, just like your Uncle Louie is around you and the girls can insult us. I like that.
You like to be insulted.
Nice casual folks. Yeah. Feel very comfortable here. It's family.
But don't ever tell Grover he has a great restaurant.
The coolest thing that was ever said to me, I had a customer come into the other store and said, you know, Bob, I got to tell you, the last couple of times we were at Irving Park, it was like being in a restaurant. And that was cruel. I mean, I was fuming.
Instead, think of Grover's as a great place to eat and to have fun. Grover's is at 2256 West Irving Park in Chicago and 5646 St. Charles Road in Berkeley, which is, as they say at Grover's, just a lifestyle away from Elmhurst.